Running 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Our Image of the Day blog carried a U.S. Army shot of the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade landing a Sikorsky UH-60, while paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division secured the area in Afghanistan's Ghazni province. Now, why is it called a brownout? Sarcastically wonders Dominic Perry. And the same blog drew attention to a photo of a retro-liveried Air Malta Airbus A320 in airspace user Flightstar's gallery. Defense blog The Dewline highlights footage of a Boeing CH-47 Chinook helicopter in action at the UK's Royal International Air Tattoo. On Aerial View, Ari Agosi notes the Israel Defense Forces' internal strife over a follow-on order for Lockheed Martin F-35 fighters. The generals in green and white are ready for war, no less, wrote Agosi. They know that their shopping list will be buried very deep if the second batch of F-35s is purchased. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. British Airways is in talks with Airbus regarding delivery of its initial A380s, with the first arrival probably being put back until around the third quarter of 2013. Airbus has already indicated that its deliveries of the type will dip next year as a result of its efforts to correct a cracking problem with wing rib brackets. BA has 12 A380s on order. Air India has received the final approval from the government to start taking delivery of its first Boeing 787 aircraft. The country's Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has given the green light to the Civil Aviation Ministry's proposal for the flag carrier to take delivery of the aircraft, as it has inked a compensation settlement package with Boeing. The Cabinet vote is a key milestone for Air India. We are currently in discussion with the airline and will work with them to identify a timetable for delivery, says Boeing when contacted. This, however, does not mean that all issues related to the aircraft have been resolved. The issue relating to compensation for failure to meet performance guarantees has been delinked from the delay compensation settlement agreement, which shall be negotiated separately after actual evaluation of the performance of the inducted 787, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said in a statement. Airbus has completed structural assembly of the first flying A350-900 prototype's initial wing box at its Brighton plant in the UK. The 32-meter box for the left wing of MSN-1, the first of five A350 airframes allocated to flight testing, will undergo further subassembly and system work at the facility. It will then be transferred to Germany for installation of high-lift systems at Bremen, after which it will be shipped to the A350 final assembly line in Toulouse. United Airlines celebrated the rollout of its first Boeing 787-8 in the special swoop livery at the manufacturer's Everett, Washington plant on August 2nd. The Chicago-based carrier is the U.S. launch customer for the type and will take delivery of the aircraft, N20904, in September. The 787 rolled out of the paint shop on July 31st. The two pilots of an Avantair Piaggio P-180 Avanti 2 that landed at the Henderson Executive Airport in Nevada in the morning of July 28th discovered during a post-flight check that the twin turboprop's left elevator was missing. The finding came after a positioning flight of N146SL from Camarillo, California to San Diego, followed by a Part 91 fractional flight from San Diego to Henderson with two passengers on board. According to a preliminary report by the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board, the crew reported that they had a non-eventful departure and flight from San Diego, and that the captain noticed that more back pressure on the flight controls was required for a normal landing upon arrival at Henderson. NTSB says airport personnel at Camarillo on July 31st found the missing left elevator near one of the runways. A pusher aircraft, the Avanti 2 has a canard horizontal stabilizer surface with retractable flaps on the nose and a fixed horizontal T-tail stabilizer in the rear with left and right elevators.